Revealing Ramadan is a special series featuring the voices of 30 Muslims from all walks of life. Each day of this Islamic holy month will reveal a different story, one in which an individual shares a personal experience about Ramadan. Today's Ramadan story comes from a man who converted to Islam more than 15 years ago.
My name is Saeed Purcell. I grew up in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul, but presently I'm living in Green Valley, Arizona.
Saeed passed through, as he says, other faiths before becoming a Muslim. The turning point? Malcolm X's autobiography, which inspired him to read the Quran. A divorcee with three children, he recalls one of his first Ramadans when he had the time to take 10 days alone to worship in the mosque.
Back in March of 94, it would have been my second Ramadan at this point. It would have been just slightly over 1 year being Muslim at this point. And I was part of a small mosque in South Minneapolis at the time. And during the month of Ramadan, towards the last 10 days, the last 10 days are really highly stressed for a lot of different reasons that you find in the traditional literature. One of the practices, what they call the sunnahs, or the traditional practices, is to make what's called the itikaf, which is like a spiritual retreat. You seclude yourself in the mosque and you devote your time and your energy to worship and reflection and prayer, and, you know, just very intense, almost monastic in a sense. And I had decided this time around, I had just learned about this not, you know, just a few months earlier, and I wanted to put it into practice. And at the time I had the flexibility to take those 10 days aside and seclude myself in the mosque. This particular community was small, mostly a revert or a convert community. So I was the only one there for most of those 10 days that I was there, and I was spending the time doing all of those things, you know, worshiping, reading Quran daily, and praying a lot, standing at night in additional prayers, and especially poring over traditional literature, what's referred to as the hadith, or the sayings and actions, etc., of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And one of the things that you do in those nights is there's a special night that's referred to as the Night of Power, which is when it's believed that the angels bring all of the things that are decreed to happen in the coming year down in their written records, kind of like their instruction books for the coming year. And so you spend that night in extra worship even beyond all of that. And so there was a night when, amongst those things, where I was trying to seek the Night of Power. It's the odd night of the last 10 nights. And it was a very powerful night, that particular night. And we don't know what night it is. It's one of those nights. It's unknown. You're given some indication of signs or some things that'll come up. And so I was spending standing in prayer and reading and reflecting and a lot of personal reflection. Obviously, because you're all alone with your thoughts and you're involved in a very spiritual time. And so it was a very cathartic moment because I had some very, you know, painful self-revelations and, you know, a lot of purging of a lot of emotion and a lot of regret for things either I had done or at the time. It's a very painful, it's a very humbling, very, very, very weakening experience, but it's when you get through it, it's that whole feeling of a weight being lifted off your shoulders. You go from feeling completely vulnerable to being protected and to being, you know, sufficed and cared for in a way that's almost indescribable. You know, it's this overwhelming sense of peace. And so, you know, I had this and it was a very freeing moment. I mean, you get to a point where you empty so much pain, so much emotion, and so much deep feeling that you feel naked. And when you think about it, it's almost like you're spiritually naked before God, in the same way that Adam and Eve, peace be upon them, you know, found themselves naked in the garden and hastily covered themselves up. In moments like this, where the faith really grows inside of you, for a given moment, there's a spiritual nakedness that takes hold, where you have this shame, but then you're immediately like solaced, and you're comforted, and you know you're told you have the opportunity to come back. It's hard to explain. It's one of those things where you could spend hours and hours explaining it, but you'd never really capture it. It's one of those things that the only way to fully understand it is to really experience a moment like that. I try to make a habit of spending some nights every Ramadan in the mosque, where I seclude myself as much as possible, and I always am trying to recreate that catharsis that I felt at that time. And I've been successful at various times where it's never quite been the same, because I was all by myself. I try to rekindle that feeling, even if it's in a moment or in a night in those 10 days. I try to rekindle that feeling.
This is Revealing Ramadan from Speaking of Faith in American Public Media. To hear more personal reflections on Ramadan and expressions of Muslim identity, visit our website and get the podcast at speakingoffaith.org.